Nando's Peri Peri Chicken is marinated for 24 hours before it's flame grilled to tasty perfection, so you can enjoy all that original succulent flavour. Try it today at Nando's.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete
with Jules. Hit 92.9.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules. We're in Norseman, 720 kilometres away from Perth on a beautiful, beautiful day. Day one of our road trip to the Premiership.
Got another 700 to go to Eucla today, don't we?
710 to be
710.
Exact.
And isn't it just wonderful that Xavier's kindly offered to drive to Eucla to do that leg because we had to do the 12-hour trip yesterday to pick him up?
I think so. What a wonderful bloke.
Yeah, I'm happy
you are.
To. Do you want to listen to it? Is it Cold Case?
Oh, yeah, this is a podcast. Yeah,
let's
why? Which one, though?
I don't know.
We're kind of driving out into the middle of nowhere. And you want to listen to them.
I'd actually really appreciate that. It's better than listening to Lizzo 27 times on repeat yesterday.
Because I am in the passenger seat. I control the music.
No, you don't.
No, you
yes,
don't.
Yes, I do.
Oh.
Yes, I do.
No, and can I just say, Grinch is not allowed near the music ever again.
I think it's a podcast. It's time for podcast.
Podcast is good. Only because yesterday, Grinch, I love you, mate. Seriously, you're wonderful. But we'd get 30 seconds into a song and you'd flick it.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of that. At least wait until the second chorus, like, then flick it.
We are out all this way in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, boy.
We are heading across the country to the grand final.
Yes. Yeah.
We only have two tickets to the grand final between the three of us.
Yeah.
We'll keep people across our Nullarbor Decathlon to see which two of us are actually going to be able to get through the nice big pearly gates at the MCG.
Well, I have a funny feeling I deserve one, but even looking at the exercises contest, I think I'll probably win 8 of the 10, so I'll be there.
I don't know, mate. We'll find out.
We'll see how you go in that running race.
If I don't beat you by 20, I'll be shocked.
Keep across all of our socials to keep up with everything happening at Heidi, Xavier, Pete.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules. Road trip to the Premiership. Hit 92.9.
We are in Norseman this morning. It is absolutely magic as we sit here in the Jayco Conquest Motorhomes, thanks to our mates at Let's Go Motorhomes. The sun is literally streaming in from one of the side windows. Actually, I shouldn't do that too loud. I think everybody around us is still asleep.
No, it is quite beautiful. It's perfect, like, lighting for a selfie.
For a selfie?
Yeah, chuck it up on the gram.
I want to take a selfie. Is that a song?
Hey, nice.
No, it is.
Nice beanie. Yeah, it is. No, let me take a selfie.
But anyway, why did yesterday's trip, that was supposed to take 7 hours, take us almost 12? I just don't get it.
Because we had to stop, like, every 3 hours to go and find different places and different things to see. There was actually one thing that you and Grinch wanted to go and see that I've never seen before.
Mm.
And when I got there, I felt
underwhelmed.
I was a little underwhelmed.
What was it?
Talk about it later in the show.
Can I just make
very hard
I just want to file an official complaint.
What?
You had 7 hours to pick me up with 12 hours allowance and you're still late. I still sat in the cold in Esperance, kicked out of the airport. While you flogs just took your time. It's a 7 hour journey. You took 12 and a half.
Mate, we brought you a rooster roll.
It was cold.
Be thankful.
It was cold.
We were 15 minutes late because we were waiting for Red Rooster.
So we did head off from Perth very early yesterday morning, around about sort of 8:30. We got out of Subi.
Yep.
We went and did the usual thing that you do on a road trip and drop through an IGA, go and grabbed a few things on our way out. I think we've eaten half the food already.
Oh, it's crazy.
You do that on a road trip, don't you?
Yeah.
You just knock stuff
back. Were you following our journeys, Ave, as we were going, through Insta? Because what we decided to do was take photos of certain things that we could tag you in.
Do you want an honest answer or a radio answer? Go.
I know what your answers are. Honest, you didn't even see any Instagram photos.
No, I didn't. Do you want the fake answer? Oh, my God, you guys had a good time. Road trip to the Premiership.
Hit 92.9. Heidi, Xavier and Pete.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules. Road trip to the Premiership. Hit 92.9.
720 kilometres away from Perth in Norseman via Esperance. It's day one of the road trip to the Premiership. To be honest with you, we were probably pretty lucky to actually make it here to Norseman, considering what took place yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bit of a rough day.
Yes, no, it was. And this morning we want to know, where have you run out of fuel? Now, last week we asked, where have you broken down? But this one's different. This one's just fuel alone.
Yeah. Really specific.
Yes. Yes, because yesterday, and look, I'm going to put the blame on you and the Grinch
here. No, you can't put the blame on me because I was not driving at the time and I was sitting in the back of the motorhome.
Seatbelt on.
We are
tucked away.
Thank you.
We're blaming the Grinch here then.
It's the Grinch. No, not as if, mate. You were driving. If you're anyway, explain what happened.
Okay, so we, I mean, obviously it's a little bit far, few and far between, like with petrol stations.
Yeah, they're not around driving the corner.
Exactly. So you've really got to prepare.
Yeah.
So if you're getting under a half a tank, you should really start looking at fueling up.
Travel Guide 101 stuff.
Yes.
Can you, as you say this, can you look at the Grinch, please?
I can't.
I was definitely handed the keys to a tank that had less than half full in it.
Righto, that'll
anyway,
do.
Anyway, so then yesterday, yeah, right, obviously
cool
me sitting in,
cool
the, being the backseat driver, yeah. Essentially, I thought I'd just record a little bit of it, of our trip as we were going into, you know, the next town with petrol.
Take a listen.
Okay, so current situation is we're about 30 k's out of where?
Lake King.
So and we're on red on the petrol gun.
I don't know, I reckon we might lift into Lake King.
I don't even know if we're going to make Lake King.
We should have fueled up at the last one, right? Let's hope Lake King has a petrol station. And if Lake King has no petrol station, what are we?
We are...
And Zave will be waiting at Esperance Airport. Genuinely scared. Are you scared, Pete?
Guys, roadhouse.
I think it's hilarious.
I'm not even kidding. We thought we were have to end up pushing the motorhome.
You thought. I was good.
You were confident
cool?
in the back?
I was cool.
Hey, I just got a question.
What?
Just with the seating arrangements in what could have been the broken down motorhome.
Yeah.
If Jules couldn't be bothered getting a license,
yeah.
Why does she have right to the front seat?
Because I also get motion sickness, so I also have to see where I'm going.
This is what I had to deal with yesterday, mate, while you were at the Waffle Grand Final.
Mate, you've just been walked over.
Yeah, no, it was shocking.
Put
absolutely
up a fight,
shocking.
For goodness sakes.
Oh, well, do you want to have to pull over every 10 metres that I can
out the
back
and
spew?
We'll just open the door.
So we're on our way to Ravensthorpe, which is where we were going to turn left, to head another couple of hours to pick your backside up.
Yep. Just over, a slight D.
Over in Esperance.
But we were redlining
detour.
the fuel tank.
Yes. We were there. Like, with 50-odd Ks to go... Mm-hmm. Our Grinch has turned around and gone, we've hit the red. And this thing is...
Oh, red's okay. Was the light on or not?
Was the light on,
yeah,
Grinch?
But it was on red for a while.
Oh, yeah, it was on red for
no
a while.
Light means you got days in you.
So we've passed through the town just before Lake King. When I say just before, every town just before is about 50 to 60 Ks.
Yeah.
Yep.
And there was nothing there. Absolutely nothing.
Bakery?
There wasn't even a bakery.
And can I just say, no phone reception either.
Yeah.
Well, so you're
we had
with...
no reception, no service.
Telstra, full.
Oh, here we go.
4G all
no
the way.
No one had it.
4G all the
mate,
way.
This isn't an ad for Telstra. 131060, where'd you run out of fuel? All right. It could be across the Nullarbor. It could be out in the middle of nowhere. It could even be in the city and you just mistimed it right. You know when you think to yourself, there's a fuel station just around the corner. There's
or you 17... just want to push your luck and see how far you can actually go.
Well, when you grew up in the country, that's what you had to do.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Dad used to always, we used to have about 70 or 80 Ks when the light went on.
No
and
kidding. That,
yeah, there was no rush.
And you just
we
so
drove the light on
car.
All the time.
That's so bad for your car.
Oh, please.
It
right
is. No. Any mechanic will tell you.
You've done your mechanical license or whatever they do?
No, but I date a mechanic and he told
oh,
me
oh, yeah,
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's fair.
If you'd done your mechanical license, you would have let it lapse.
Yeah, you would have. It's like a phone battery. I reckon it's like an iPhone battery where you've got to let it drain occasionally for the health of the car.
131060, where'd you run out of fuel?
Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules. Road trip to the premiership. Hit 92.9.
We want to hear from you this morning on 131060. We want to know, where'd you run out of fuel? Because yesterday, as we were driving from Perth on our way to Esperance, pick up Zay from the airport, we were about 30 k's outside of King Lake.
Lake King.
Oh, King Lake? Lake King.
Where's King
same,
Lake?
Same.
No, Lake King.
No, King Lake's in Victoria.
Is
King
it?
Lake's where the massive bushfires were, where all those people unfortunately passed away. There it is.
Thanks. Okay. So Lake King.
We were about 30 k's out. We were about 30 k's out, and that's when the Grinch decided to tell us that we were redlining on the fuel tank.
Yeah, take a quick listen to what happened yesterday when we finally saw that fuel station.
Are you scared, Pete? Guys, roadhouse.
I think it's hilarious.
I was so scared. I didn't want to push. That's my biggest thing. I didn't want to push because we had no service either.
No, because the thing is, if we, like, conk out... on the side of, out in the middle of nowhere, it's literally another 50 or 60 Ks to the next town.
I'll tell you what I was probably more scared about. Zabe getting cranky because we were, would have been late at the airport.
No, you were late.
Not there to pick him
up. You were late.
Oh, mate, it would have been longer than 15 minutes.
Nah, he's a pussycat. He's fine.
No. A time's a time. A commitment's a commitment. I made the commitment to you. I'd be there at a certain time, and you weren't there.
131060, where'd you run out of fuel? Monique in Ballajura, good morning.
Good morning.
Where'd you run out of fuel, mate?
We're out four-wheel driving out the back of Nangara. One of our mates said that he reckoned he knew his car, and we ended up running out of
those ones.
Yeah. So we left him there and went and got some fuel and came all the way back, fueled up and started going again. And then he had a hole in his radiator.
I was just about to say, geez, he's lucky.
In the middle of all the sand.
Yeah, mate, that's...
And had to snatch him all the way out.
Oh, I don't know what that means, but oh, wow, the hole in the radiator. And then the snatch out or something?
You've never had to snatch anybody out of something. So snatch, there's a big, thick thing called a snatch strap, and you strap it to the front of the car that's going to pull the other car out. That's how that works.
Well, snatch me.
Where'd you run out of fuel? Let's go to Fred in Seville Grove. What happened to you, mate?
There you go, guys. I ran out of fuel on the Nullarbor, out of Sojourner heading to Perth.
Oh, okay. Any service? Did you have service on you?
No, nothing. Nothing back then.
So what happened, mate? What did you have to do? Did you have to go for a long walk?
We had to send a car into the next town and get them to bring fuel back to us.
How long was that drive?
Oh, it felt like weeks, but probably only about 7 days.
No, no, how long was the drive to the next town?
Sorry.
To the next town.
To get fuel.
Probably 45 plus.
I would have kept driving, mate.
45 minutes? Oh, that's not too bad. Jeez, if you're thinking like a couple of hours.
Not for a random. Not for a random.
You wouldn't?
No. Nah. That's 45 plus 45 to get back. No. Nah. That's an hour and a half of my life. Sorry, Fred. You're a bag of bones.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules. Road trip to the premiership. Hit 92.9.
We only have two grand final tickets between the three of us. So to decide who's going...
Or one between two.
What?
Oh, he's saying definitely going.
No.
Can I just say that, like, now that GWS are in, I'm like...
You're dead set in.
I'm fighting to go.
The both of you, because you're wearing a GWS beanie right now.
I'm
so
all
you're in. We're going to sort that out with the epic Nullarbor Decathlon, and we'll tell you more about that inside the next 15 minutes.
And just quickly, that last song that was played, Tones and I, they're playing at the grand final this year, Pete.
Oh, geez, just to top it off.
So there you go.
Yes, definitely.
Hey, now quickly, just I was talking to my old man the other day, and we usually talk about... horse racing, beer drinking, and Ted. That's about the extent.
Nice.
That's about the extent of our conversations. Nearly every day.
That's a good chat.
We just check in for.
You talk to your dad every day.
Nearly.
Oh, that's beautiful.
No, it's not very deep. I mean, hey mate. Oh, your mother's angry at me. Oh, why's that? Oh, I don't believe it. I don't do many beers. Anyway, but Mum and Dad drove over for Christmas last year to see Ted. Obviously, because we couldn't fly, he was probably a bit too young. So they drove over for Christmas. Did the Nullarbor from Victoria. And lobbed in Perth. Now, I was telling Dad where we're staying on the way over to Melbourne, and I said, Norseman. Now, my old man, apparently he was a bit of a loser on the trip, that any sort of plaque, statue, sign, he'd get out and read everything word for word.
You always see those guys that are just standing there just reading, which is obviously
it's a real Pete thing.
Why does that make him a loser? I think it's nice to know about the place that you're on.
No, yeah, but there's a lot of signs and stuff when you start looking
for. Yes, I think what we actually do now is we just Google. Type it into Google and find out about the place rather than standing there.
He'd get out and he'd read everything. But I said we're staying at Norseman night one.
Yeah.
Now, Norseman, now text in, please. 0488 55929. Now, my old man's been known to tell a furphy. Just text in if you know about Norseman. And he makes up stories just so he feels like he's much cleverer than I am. And ninety-nine times out of 100 he would be. But he reckons Norseman was named Norseman because back in the day before there was a settlement here, a guy came in on his horse, rode his horse in. There you go.
Oh, there it is.
There it is. There's the horse. In they came, right? In they came. They tied the horse up overnight, went to like the bar or the pub or whatever, really small sort of setup.
Yeah.
Stayed inside for the night, came out the next morning, and this horse, Norseman, so the horse was named Norseman, was quite lame. So was injured, really fatigued. And the owner, who was quite concerned about Norseman the horse and didn't know what was going on, and as they approached Norseman, he dug a hole throughout the evening, throughout the night. So he's bored, old Norsey, and dug. And guess what he found?
What?
Gold.
You're joking.
Gold. So apparently, and I don't know, text in. 0488 55929. This is where we're staying at Norseman. This town's named after a horse who, whilst his owner was off having a few beers overnight, dug until he found gold. And now it was known for gold.
Do you know how much gold it found?
That's when they yelled out Eureka. Yeah. But no idea. But that was where they started thinking there was gold here, was because of the horse.
Unreal.
It's an unreal story, but I don't know whether that's right. But the name of the horse, because it brought them such great fortune, they named the town after it.
Okay. That's awesome. So you're wanting people to text through and
just
clarify
text in,
that story?
Or it might just be, I know, a man called Norseman lived here first, and that's really why it's called Norseman. But I don't know. I thought it was interesting, but I don't know whether he's pulling my leg or not.
All right. Well,
is that an interesting story?
It is a very interesting story.
Do you know what I'm going to do every morning?
I like that.
I'm going to give you the background of why, where we're staying, is why it's called that.
That's a good idea.
Thank you.
Because I'm a real historian.
You sound pumped.
No, I actually like it, but
well,
I'm like,
she's the Kiwi.
Really
she's upset
wanna,
about me jokes
really
still.
I want to know. I'm not Kiwi. I'm not Kiwi.
You told me before the break you were Kiwi.
Stop it, you two. 0488 55929.
You told me you were.
Your Norseman facts in. We'd love to know more about it. Hit 92.9. Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules. Road trip to the premiership. Hit 92.9.
So here we sit right now in the motorhome. We are in Norseman. People are starting to get up. They're starting to walk around from their campers. And we've got a joke coming your way.
Oh, yeah, boy. All right. This is a little entree. I love giving you entree, don't I?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. What do you call a Kiwi with 100 lovers?
What?
A shepherd.
Oh my gosh.
I cannot believe you just did that.
What's the next one?
You pushed me down to do that.
Did you want to ask what the next one is?
Yeah, I'm just trying to move on really quickly.
All right. Was that a bad one? We might not do this one then.
Are you going to do the next one or not?
I just spat my coffee.
Well, I don't know whether... All right, we'll go again. All right.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was having a conversation with a mate the other day and I said, mate, I've got a funny feeling you're still a virgin. And he said, yeah, I was until last night. I said, oh, as if. He goes, yeah, just ask your sister. I said, I don't have a sister. He goes, you will in 9 months. The mum.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Hey, this fresh air's getting to you, isn't it?
The mum. Yeah, the mum was involved.
Jeez, I think we've just got to keep on driving.
Let's just keep pushing on.
We ain't going back.
We are live in Norseman at
let's
the moment.
Keep pushing on,
720. Stop it.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules. Road trip to the premiership. Hit 92.9.
As we drive across the country this week to head to the grand final for the road trip to the premiership, GWS taking on the Richmond Tigers. Now, you can get in touch with us anytime, 0488 55929, or follow along with the journey, videos and pics, the whole lot, at Heidi Xavier Pete. Speaking of the grand final, you mentioned to us last week that there's quite a major hurdle in all of this.
How about a thank you first for actually providing a little bit of, like, otherwise it'd be a massive brick wall. There's only a small hurdle now.
So he mentioned to us last week, Jules, a hurdle.
Yes. There were many hurdles.
This is probably the biggest of the lot.
Yeah.
There's three of us and only two tickets into the MCG to watch the actual thing we're driving across the country for.
Now, last week, I actually didn't care too much. I was like, oh, that's fine. I'll just let you have the ticket. You know, I'll just make Zave stress a little bit longer. But now GWS are in, I want this ticket.
And you're from Western Sydney.
No, I'm not.
We're just saying that, though.
West of Sydney.
Dubbo.
Yes.
That's closer, though.
Yeah, love GWS. Yeah. I really want to go.
Say it with a little bit more, you know, like enthusiasm.
I love GWS.
We needed to figure out how we were doing it, and we came up with this.
How would you like to settle this right now? No lawyers. You and me, mano e mano.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? Decathlon. 10 events. Me versus you.
All right. You versus me versus you versus him versus you
it
versus
is on.
Me.
And we've been told, Jules, yeah. by our boss, yeah. which I can't understand, that we aren't actually allowed to fight.
No.
I dead set thought that was first leg.
Did you?
I thought we'd be on. Anyway.
It's still early.
The Nullarbor Decathlon is on. So here's some of the stuff that we're going to be doing to try and figure out exactly who's going to be getting the tickets, yeah. all right?
So the last person who finishes last
misses.
Is it a point system or is it weighted or... Because I'll probably be the best at most, so it probably should be a handicap.
It's a point system.
Be a handicap, I sure.
All right. So, all right. What is on this list?
So we've got sandboarding in Eucla.
Yep, that's me. Right.
See, like that's a disadvantage.
Why?
Because you guys are bigger.
I'll sink in the sand.
You will go down faster.
No, my fat guts will be knee deep in sand.
But the thing is, if we have a lot more chance of actually falling over on the sand, you've got a real low center of gravity because you're short.
Okay, next. What's the next one?
One to me.
Outback Bingo. So,
I've got this.
This is so good. Teach made us bingo cards.
Yeah.
We got to spot things along the way. We should be.
I'm a good spotter.
You and I should be halfway through this
already. We should be.
Considering we drove yesterday.
We did do the 7 hours to Esperance yesterday.
Question.
Yes.
Can we all see the same thing, or is it first person to see it gets it marked off?
First
Otherwise, I'm just going
to
sit there and just follow.
First person to see it.
Okay.
Now, I'm a good spotter. Yesterday, spotted an emu, remember?
You did spot an emu yesterday.
Yeah.
While I was driving.
Okay, what's next?
Running race across the border.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
So who's fastest? Like, whoever's fastest.
50 metres?
Yeah, but how far do you have to run?
We got
to
go 100 metres.
Nah, no, 100.
Not doing 100. 50. Jeez, we're all over 30. You just need to relax.
Chill out, mate. Yeah.
Whoa.
What do you think you are, Maurice Green or something?
I'm happy to do 50.
20. I'll do 50.
50 metres? Okay, we'll go with 50 metres. Noughts and crosses in the dirt. That's an easy one. We could even do that one this morning.
Could.
Because we've got all this dirt around
let's
us.
Just,
right
let's not go too early.
All right.
you never know where we'll be bored as batshit and need to do a cool task.
Game of pool at Nullarbor Roadhouse.
Yep.
Scallop.
Suck at pool.
Scallop beer.
Oh, what size beer?
Oh, you're kidding. Mini.
Schooner or something.
Pint.
Okay.
A pint?
No, schooner. All right.
Why is he choosing?
Game of poker. Yep. This is one of my favorites. I'm really looking forward to this one. Smash a Roadhouse sausage. Yeah, boy.
What?
Like
what
a nice crumb sausage or something.
Okay.
Whoever can knock it back.
That favours him.
Now, this one might be up for you. Who can kick a footy the furthest?
Oh, you are joking.
Who's
I'm not going to this game
Who's
at all.
Who's the banana who suggested this thing?
Why?
Jules did.
I feel like I've got a disadvantage here.
Yeah,
Why did you suggest kick a footy the furthest when he's an ex-premiership player?
Oh, yeah, but was he any good?
Oh, mate, I'll tell you what. You'll go to the grand final on Saturday and there's a statue there. Most marks ever in an AFL grand final.
On the toilet wall.
And you'll see me. You'll see me in all my glory. The record holder.
Now
the champ.
That's nine. We need a tenth.
Yeah. You know what?
I reckon Jules.
No, because this is just a disadvantage here.
So what
all
you want?
These are all in like you and Zave's favour.
You need something. You need something skewed your way.
I do, and I want some help from the ladies this morning to help me out. 0488 555 929 on the text line. Can I use your text line, Zave?
Fire in.
Can we have the last decathlon event
to skew towards females?
Yeah, something. Yeah, skewed towards a female. Something that I would possibly win.
Like doing.
Oh.
Like your hair and makeup.
A plait.
Whinging.
A braid or something.
Spending money.
Yeah. spending money. No, just something. I can't think of anything I'm good at.
Okay. All right. So we need that last one. Make it a little bit girly.
No,
yes, can we?
Can you think of one off the top of your head or not? It's hard to think of, isn't it?
Yeah. I was just thinking, squatting. Who can squat for the longest?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that's an idea. We can probably think of another one.
I feel like
0488 555 929. We'll read them out throughout the show, but we need our final event for the decathlon across the Nullarbor to figure out which one of the three of us is going to the grand final. Only two tickets that we've got.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules. Road trip to the premiership. Hit 92.9.
We are live from Norseman this morning on day one of the road trip to the premiership. It's currently 10 degrees, about the same in Perth, heading for a top of 27 where you are. But I know you'd rather be where we are, just munging on a bit of Vegemite toast this morning out in the middle of nowhere. Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, the serenity, right?
Oh, so it's lovely.
And I was bang on the money with that story too on the horse. There you go. Norseman.
You were?
Yeah, bang on.
Norseman.
Bang on. So the bloke didn't go to the pub. There was no pub, but I made that bit up. But... The foundations of the story were correct.
He said the horse was digging and he found gold.
Overnight and found gold, hence why the town, and his name was Norseman. There you go.
How'd you clarify that?
Text line. Yeah, a couple of mates from Norseman text in 0488 55 929. Now on the weekend, guys, it was little Ted's first birthday. So
it was true. How cute.
He's turned one, which was a good day, a really good day actually. But we had a lot of family over. I manned the barbecue.
How'd you go?
Of course you did.
Oh, shirt off, grease, oil.
Ooh.
No, I didn't really have any. I was fully dressed. But no, it was Em failed to tell me how many people were coming over to start with.
Did she fail to tell you or?
You didn't listen.
Yeah. I bought two boxes of beer, so she absolutely failed to tell me. Okay. I'm never going to understate the beer amounts if I'm told the numbers, am I?
Kind of feel like you might have forgotten.
No, I definitely didn't. Maybe I just didn't have. Maybe I should have invested more time into it, potentially. But I definitely wasn't told.
Okay.
Now, so on Saturday morning, I woke up with Ted and we were just cruising the streets together. Each Saturday morning, we sort of like to do that because Em goes and does a little bike bar session. So she does a bit of exercise. And me and Ted sort of cruise. And then we meet at the markets, Mount Claremont Markets. So we've got from about 7:30 in the morning to 9:30 to fill in along the way on the streets and stuff. So
yeah,
it's
lovely.
Good fun. Anyway, I popped into the news agent, you know, get the paper and that sort of stuff. And they'll sell the scratchies. You know, they have scratchies at the front desk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the scratchies that you just get your little coin out and off you go.
$3, $5, $10.
Because it was his birthday, I bought him a $10 scratchy.
Oh, for his first birthday?
Yeah. Well, it was one of his little gifts.
Yep.
I'm not saying that.
But he's 1 year old. I didn't. But I was like, oh.
She did. She, like, cast aspersions on me. Anyway, anyway, so I got him a $10 scratchy, but I never read or understand how I'm meant to play them. I just figure, like, if there's a lot of the same number, you win.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm scratching. The scratchy was a $10 one, so there was this tiny little box that said bonus box, and then there was obviously the main part of the scratchy.
Please tell me you were explaining this to Teddy as you were doing this.
I think he was asleep at this stage.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so I'm scratching away on the main box, and it just kept saying, you know, here's your five numbers, and every time you match with your numbers with the bottom 20, that's a win. Anyway, I'm scratching away. It's like, your number. Your number was everywhere. And I'm a bit like, well, I don't understand what's going on. Maybe I've got to get three or four in a row. Anyway, so I forgot about that main part. And then scratched the bonus bit. And it went $100, $100, $100. Ooh. And I was like, Teddy boy, we're in the money.
But he was asleep.
Anyway, I sent it to a couple of mates. I was like, I think we just won $100 on a scratchy.
Yeah.
And they're like, nah, no one wins on scratchies. I was like, yeah, good point. No one does win on scratchy. So I've probably need to get six in a row or something of the 100. Because it was just the first three numbers were 100, 100, 100.
Right.
Yep.
Anyway, so that afternoon I was sitting there and I had the scratchy in my back pocket, pulled it out from mate John and said, look, we've won $100.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's looking at it and he goes, I reckon you won more than 100. I was like, nah, no one wins on scratchies.
What do you win?
Well, every time it said your number, that was $20 every time.
Oh.
And I had 20 your numbers.
Oh.
Yeah. So Teddy and I wandered up and collected 500.
You're joking.
Yeah, we pocketed 500 for our little $10 scratchy.
I've never heard anyone winning any more than, like, say, $10. Like, usually it's $2, $5, $10.
I've never heard of anyone win.
I was even telling mum,
she's like, nah, because I'm a little bit of a slowie. Mum's like, nah, mate, you haven't read the rules.
The fine print on the back.
Yeah, you've got to get every single number the same. Yeah, anyway, 13, 10, 60, I don't. Like everyone else who rang and said, nah, you don't win on scratchies. 13, 10, 60. Have you ever won on a scratchy? Mm. I don't know too many that people ever have, but I can confirm $500 Ted won, of which he'll get his $10 back, and I'll pick the $4.90 and away we go.
Well, honestly, you're the first person that I've met in the flesh that's won money on a
scratchy.
Scratchies, but there's so many people play them. Apparently there's people honestly just walk in, they buy the scratchy, and you can just scratch the bottom bit, which is the barcode that they scan to see whether you've won or not.
I mean, it's just bang.
Oh, so you don't actually have to do the whole thing.
People just line up and go, scratch,
oh,
scratch,
where's
scratch,
the
scratch,
funny
scratch,
there? Get the coin out and scratch it.
I'll tell you in the break who does.
All right. 13, 10, 60. Have you won money on a scratchy? We'll come back and take your calls inside the next 10 minutes on Hit 92.9.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules. Road trip to the premiership. Hit 92.9.
Live from Norseman this morning on the road trip to the premiership. We've moved out of the motorhome to get a little bit of fresh air. The sun's shining down on us right now. Guys, eucalyptus trees.
You are really in your element right now, aren't you?
Oh, God, I'm loving this.
Now, as I grew up around this kind of stuff, I'm like, no, take me back to the city.
Who would survive the best living in a trailer park
me.
Out of us three?
Me.
Nah, I reckon I'd rip it in.
100%.
Easy.
I'd hate it. Anyway.
It's not about hating it or liking it. It was about whether you could survive.
13 10 60 04 888 55 929. Choose the text. We're talking about scratchy wins. On the weekend, I bought Ted a $10 scratchy for his birthday. No one ever wins scratchies. And guess what? 500 clams later, Ted gets his 10.
Awesome.
We've now paid the electricity bill. Thanks for that, mate. You've contributed to the family for the first time. But yeah, from his $10, he pulled away with 500. Now, text has come through. Unbelievable story. My dad won $200,000 on a $2 scratchy.
Oh, wait, it actually happened?
Actually happened. $200,000 on a $2 scratchy. That's staggering.
Unreal. We've also got calls coming through. 131060 scratchies. Let's hear your wins. Courtney in Success. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Going very well, thank you. What did you score?
It wasn't actually me. It was my mum. But about 10 years ago, she won the 10 grand major prize.
No way.
Oh, what a scratchy.
Yep. Yeah,
how much did she pay for
$3 scratchy? Yep.
Were you there when she scratched it?
Yeah, and she just couldn't believe it. She thought it must have been like a mistake. But yeah, she took it off and they
you do it and you do that said, thing yeah, where you start counting you do that thing where you start counting all the zeros to make sure that,
But also you're like, oh no, it can't be right. They've got to be five in a row, not three or something. Yeah. It's just never easy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Courtney. Yeah, awesome stuff. Odette and Val Divers, tell us about this one.
Morning, guys. Yeah, 50,000 on a $2 scratchy.
What? Oh.
Yeah, many years ago.
How
now
long
it was
ago?
Back with the telespin days.
Say that again. The telespin.
Yeah, remember Chris Mainwaring used to do the telespin, and we had the scratchies. So they were just a $2 scratchy. Yeah, many years ago. So it was $50,000.
And what was the reaction when the numbers came up? Did you have to take a second look?
Yeah, well, you know, when you look at them, you know, you always see like $50, $50, and then, you know, there's a 50,000 there, you have to count the zeros, and
Because the two small zeros at the end are very confusing.
Yeah.
And when you win something like that, what do you do? Do you take it back to them and do they hand you a check over the counter, or where do you get the money from?
No, you've got to go down to the Lotteries Commission and collect it. Well, back then we did. So that was actually the Saturday morning of Anzac Day long weekend. So we had to wait till Tuesday morning to go and collect, which was a long weekend. Yeah.
Because I did learn that 500 was the max cash they can give you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Across the counter.
Yeah, and then they put it up in a big check, one of these big nominal checks.
Yeah, you get a framed check and you get balloons and champagne.
You bugger your balloons and framed check. Just give me the cash.
Yeah. Hit
92.9. Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules. Road trip to the premiership. Hit 92.9.
I want to know, when were you underwhelmed when you shouldn't have been? I know you're not happy with me.
I'm not happy because I just feel, you know, really underappreciated right now because...
No, I don't feel underappreciated. Like, I very much appreciate where you took us yesterday, but...
That's not what you told me when I turned up.
I thought this was one of the coolest things when I first moved to WA.
Okay, so let's set the scene here, right? Xavier was at the Waffle Grand Final yesterday. He had some stuff to do. We were driving to Esperance to pick him up. So we had a few stops along the way, you and I, with the Grinch. Mm-hmm. And we decided to stop off at a few places that you suggested we'd go and see.
Well, I have seen a lot of the regional WA being from there. I thought that I would show you Wave Rock in Hyden.
Great. A real WA treat. Yeah.
Have you been there?
God, no.
Okay, why would I go to a rock? It is like a massive rock formation that looks like a massive wave. It's about 15 metres high and about 110 metres across.
Yeah, that is nice.
Yeah.
That does sound good.
Yeah, it looks really cool.
So, by the way, we've got pictures at Heidi Xavier P. Because you weren't there, we decided to grab a couple of fill-ins for you. You can go and see those. But you guys know, this is what I was expecting to feel in music form. You know that scene in Jurassic Park where they see the dinosaurs for the first time and then this music plays? Like that?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I was expecting to wander through
the
bridge.
What's he walking close to you for?
Mate,
we moved 5 metres since you started talking. Stand still.
Oh, sorry. We're all standing up doing this talk break at the moment. I was expecting to walk through towards Wave Rock, and there it is just in front of us. And this is oh my goodness, look at that. I've never seen anything like this in my entire life. That
exactly
is
exactly how I walked up and looked at it for the first time. I was like, oh my gosh.
And everyone pretends they're doing surfing poses.
Yeah.
We did a few of those.
Yeah,
we
did of those.
I was surprised.
Well, I've got to be honest with you. Like, it was cool.
Yeah.
But I thought it'd be bigger.
Do you want it?
I don't know. I thought it'd be longer. Like, I've always seen these pictures. Growing up as a kid, we knew, it looks like it goes on for miles and miles and miles, and it just it goes 100 meters and then that's it.
Way, but it is, but it's 100 meters.
100 meters long, mate.
Of a natural like rock formation that looks like a wave, and the corrosion like just makes it look so beautiful.
I don't know. Maybe you bigged it up too much.
What?
I think he's ungrateful.
How much bigger do you want it? Really?
I want it to go off in the distance somewhere. Like I've always felt like it does in pictures.
He's been away from Liz for 24 hours and this is what he turns into. Christ.
131060, really you're underwhelmed at something that you shouldn't have been.
And can the producers not take the phone call from them? All right, we get it, Em. It's underwhelming. I've got it. Everyone knows. No need to call in on this one.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules. Road trip to the premiership. Hit 92.9.
Heading towards the grand final. There's only two tickets between the three of us, so we're going to be doing the Nullarbor Decathlon over the course of the following week to see who actually gets to go through those mighty gates of the MCG to watch the grand final. Are you right over there? Do you want to come over here?
I'm listening.
All right. 131060. Underwhelming, but everybody else thought it was great.
Wave Rock is something that you need to see in WA, 100%.
Where is it? Incredible.
In Hyden. Yeah.
I saw the cogs turning there.
You know other places exist other than Perth, right?
WA. I know. I'm more of a north traveller.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So I know all the towns north. Europe.
Yeah, right, okay.
America.
Yesterday, we went for a bit of a drive, and we went to a couple of stops, and you said to me, we've got to go and see Wave Rock.
It was on the way. If you're going through Hyden, you might as well just take a little left turn and go and see Wave Rock.
You didn't sell it like that. You sold it like it's the best thing that I'm going to see in my entire life ever.
Well, you were driving 2 seconds out of the way, not an hour. Otherwise, I would have probably gone, But it's cool. It is really cool to see.
I was a bit underwhelmed because I was like, I feel like it should be a lot bigger than what it
is. Your expectation... was that too high?
Kate texted in on 0488 55 929. Agrees with me. She actually said Wave Rock is a real disappointment. Use the word disappointment.
Ooh.
Jeez.
Hello, WA Tourism. Let's go to Adriana from Bankshire Grove. What was that thing you were underwhelmed by that everybody else was like, this is amazing?
The Pinnacles. They're absolutely so boring.
Oh, don't say that because I'm yet to go there. I really want to go there and see it.
What are they?
No, Pinnacles. I mean, apart from like pretending that the rocks are like male genitalia, there's nothing else there.
Well, that's...
Oh, there's a train coming.
Oh, there's a train coming.
Around the middle of the bush, there's a train coming.
Have you guys been to the Pinnacles?
I've never been to the Pinnacles before.
What state are they in?
They're in our state.
They're like an hour north.
I'm thinking of the apostles over in Victoria. I got given the old big rocks.
You said you travel up north. Have you been to the Pinnacles? It's an hour away.
Oh, near Lancelin. Yeah.
Have you been there?
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
That was a good guess. No, of course I've never been to the bloody Pinnacles. It's a rock. Why would I go see a rock?
I don't know. I heard it's just one of the top things to do in Perth.
According to our lovely caller, a complete disappointment.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she could be like Pete and think that the way rock is a complete disappointment as well.
Do you just like rocks? Is that what it is? Yeah. You just really like rocks?
I just like seeing things, experiencing things and saying, yeah, I've been there. Got a photo, post it on the gram.
When you're from Dubbo, you're just used to seeing drunks. Well, to be honest,
exactly.
Now we've got rocks.
I'm like...
Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules. Road trip to the premiership. Hit 92.9.
And we've woken up in Norseman this morning in this beautiful caravan park. You can hear the birds chirping, the winds rustling through the eucalyptus, sun shining down on us, and Xavier has fallen asleep.
I don't know how it took us almost 12 hours to get to Esperance yesterday when it was literally a 7-hour trip.
Oh, I do.
How?
I experienced it for 2.5 hours yesterday.
How?
Pete drives very bloody slow.
He almost stops.
He stops when a car goes past.
He drives safe, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, okay.
And Grinch, before you start nodding your
What's
head,
that
mate,
scratch?
Do we need to bring up what happened yesterday? We're going to save that till tomorrow. I drive safely. Safely.
Because he cares and he loves us.
But that's why. It's what? The only reason why 7-hour trips, 12 hours...
No, it took Pete, 12 hours because
Pete drives,
we just...
Pete drives with his left foot on the brake and his right foot on the accelerator, and I've had enough.
So who's driving today?
Oh, I'm pretty happy. You. I'm the back.
So where are we off to?
So we're headed to Eucla. So we're gonna we're gonna wake up in Eucla.
700.
What?
700 k's away.
Oh, I thought it was 700 people. No, it's 53 people.
53 people. 53,
53 that's the population people. There.
I might retire from radio and settle in Eucla and live in a caravan park.
Yeah. Make it 54. Mate, you just said that you couldn't even survive here.
Too big, Norseman.
Oh.
Overpopulated.
Nando's Peri Peri Chicken is marinated for 24 hours before it's flame grilled to tasty perfection, so you can enjoy all that original succulent flavour. Try it today at Nando's.
Heidi Sagan
with Jules. Hit 92.9.